Good morning, Valentine. God bless the baker, you be the giver, I'll be the taker. Please, sir, would you be so kind to give me something for a Valentine? Good morrow, Valentine, a happy new year, a pocket full of money and a cellar full of beer. Good morrow, Valentine. Wow, it do hail. When father's pig die, you'll ha-ha the tail. Good morrow, Valentine. How thundering hot. When father's pig die, you shall ha the jot. Valentine comes once a year. Makes me think of you, my dear. Here be I, and so you see. Good morrow, Valentine. The roses are red, the violets blue. Pinks are sweet, and so are you. These words were used to describe a day in Norwich and across Norfolk which was almost as important as Christmas itself, St. Valentine's Day. Today it is far more commercial, with flowers and chocolates being exchanged and restaurants putting on special events. But more than a century ago, the city and county would be in turmoil on the evening of February the 13th, St. Valentine's Eve. A time when Christmas was more for feasting, and February the 14th or 13th, this was a time for giving presents and for expressing your love for another. This part of the country was the one which took Valentine to its heart more than any other. We carried on the old traditions for longer, and I suspect many of you will remember St. Valentine's with great warmth and affection. The oldest known Valentine was sent in 1477 from Topcroft, near Bungay. Margaret Bruce wrote to her, "Right well beloved Valentine, John Paston." He was enchanted and they went on to marry. Up and down the streets of the city, the towns and villages, there would be double knocks on doors by young strangers who left presents on the doorstep and then ran away before it was opened. They were often large presents, and once unwrapped, which could take some time, contained a very small gift. It's the thought that counts, and Valentine's was supposed to be anonymous. Then there were the naughty boys who knocked on doors and scarpered without leaving any presents, or pranksters who left a worthless parcel with a long piece of string and they snatched it away when the person went to pick it up. A touch of knick-knocking. This practice was known as snatch Valentine, although the young lads had to be pretty quick under a threat of a clip round the lug. The tradition of giving presents was not confined to love-struck boys and girls. Parents would give presents to their children, and it was said that Mother Valentine was the wife of Father Christmas. Now there's a thought. Many towns and villages had their own wonderful traditions to celebrate this special day. At Marlingford, the older children at the school, we're talking about the time when the school leaving age was 13, would be in charge of a great walk around the village, involving up to 50 boys and girls. They would gather at the crack of dawn and start the trek, chanting, "Good morrow, Valentine!" Hall Farm was the first port of call, where gifts of buns or fruit would be handed out. Past the church, the next stop was Marlingford Hall. The shout went up, "Good morrow, Valentine," and out popped the Squire Benjamin Fletcher, founder of the Norwich printing firm and donor of the Cromer Convalescent Home. Members of his family joined in, a queue formed, and more presents were handed over. Then it was off to Marlingford Mills, where Mr. and Mrs. George Thompson and their children handed out brand new pennies straight from the mint. And so it went on, the rectory, the Bell Inn, the Old Hall, and last but not least, the village shop where Mrs. Emerson had large bags of boiled sweets to hand out. More than 20 years ago, May Ayres of Sheringham reminded our readers how important Valentine's Day was. Early in the evening, there would be a knock at the door and some small presents thrown in, oranges, sweets, and perhaps a parcel if we were lucky. We always heard it was Father Valentine, but of course it was father or uncle. I remember once getting the grand gift of a scooter, said May. We would have to grab for the gifts if they were on string. This was snatch Valentine. And when we were old enough to play at Father Valentine ourselves, we collected all sorts of things together, dummy packets of chocolate or lumps of coal wrapped up and thrown through the doors, she added. Well, happy St. Valentine's Day, however you celebrate.